In Richmond, Virginia, people are remembering an over-the-top personality, Donnie Corker, who was known affectionately as Dirt Woman. Corker died in his sleep last month at the age of 65, and a charity group is planning one last outrageous party to honor him. Craig Carper with member station WCVE reports.
Donnie Corker was an institution in the Virginia Capitol for four decades, working as a cross-dressing prostitute starting in the mid-70s, later performing in drag shows, and even running for mayor in 2008.
Hello, Richmond. This is Dirt Woman. Kiss me, baby.
Stories about Corker seem too strange to be true. But in interview after interview, you'll hear the same things over and over. He got the name Dirt Woman from using the back of a police car as his personal bathroom. He once wrestled the heavy metal band Gwar in a pool full of pork and beans and jello. He was arrested at former Governor Doug Wilder's inauguration for exposing himself to police officers. He sung about it with his friend, journalist Mark Holmberg, in their song for Richmond.
Cops messing around people like me. Richmond likes straight people, don't you see?
Dirt Woman was also known for the annual December charitable bash, Hamaganza, which over the years raised as much as $40,000 for the Central Virginia Food Bank.
Plus thousands of pounds of delicious ham.
Chris Dovey, a longtime friend of Corker's, organized the show over the past decade. He describes Hamaganza as a kind of Lollapalooza circus with music, strippers, and raunchy skits. It attracts an impressive cross-section of Richmond. Every year, politicians attend, so they can be skewered and roasted. And sitting in an oversized sleigh, Dirt Woman was always the centerpiece.
It was a lighted Christmas tree one year. Mrs. Claus, obviously. I think the last Hamaganza that he was at, he was Princess Leia, and we used actual cinnamon buns.
For Dovey and his friends, a final Hamaganza seems the most appropriate tribute to Corker. Corker grew up in a working-class neighborhood near Virginia Commonwealth University at a time when being gay was taboo, though Donnie never hid who he was. In the 70s and 80s, Corker would frequently be seen walking up and down a busy street in a white wedding dress, catcalling male VCU students, and not caring about what other people thought.
He was not an attractive woman, but he carried it off with such panache that it worked.
That's Scott Price, Dirt Woman's former wrestling manager.
He was a hustler. He was always selling flowers, panhandling, selling his pinup calendar.
Selling himself.
Or attempting to sell himself.
Ellen Shaver says Corker was also inspiring. Shaver knew she was transgender from age 6, but didn't surgically transition until 2010. She says Corker gave her the courage to be in public who she always was inside.
Here it was, he was already 200 and something pounds, and he was out there dressing the part and getting away with it. As far as I could go was probably the perimeters of my house. And Donnie was down there parading up and down Gray Street, acting like, who cares?
But at his core, Donnie Corker was an entertainer. He lived to shock people and make them smile. His friends hope to honor that tradition at this year's Hamaganza. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond, Virginia.